This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Have you ever been in a situation with someone who was suffering and you just wished that you could take that pain away? That you said out loud to yourself or just in your mind, if I could take on this pain, I would lift this from this person and I would endure it for them because it's just tearing them apart so much. In our next story, that's really kind of what happens in a way. Some friends get together after some very traumatic years of life. It turns into a relationship, turns into a romantic relationship. One of them is suffering and is plagued by something very, very dark. And the other helps them lift it. However, once it was lifted, it fell right back onto that individual who did the heavy lifting. Take a listen. Whether or not you believe in demonic possession or demonic influence is your own opinion. The question of its reality and existence is not just a matter of opinion for me, but the downright truth. You want to hear a real-life story that will surely get you thinking about the reality of the battle between good and evil, demons and angels, and God versus Satan? Then buckle up. I have a deep, heavy, and long real-life personal story and experience that I'd like to share with you. On October 12th of 2008, my brother died. We were extremely close. He was 24 and I was 23 at the time. Just to add to this disaster, my best friend died 6 months later, both in freak accidents. My brother killed in his motorcycle. This is what happens when another biker makes an illegal U-turn right in front of your path while driving on a highway with nowhere to go, both dead. And my best friend on a boat that crashed into another boat on Memorial Day weekend, dead. To say the least, my entire world and reality were ripped apart, and everything I thought I knew and wanted in life was completely shattered and changed forever. This was when everything changed. I was put to the test. My mind, my body, my spirit, and my soul. If I were to get through this, it was going to take everything in me, every bit of strength that I could obtain. It was my only chance if I wanted to continue with life. I was put on a path that would require me to understand death and the afterlife as much as possible. The real hard stuff in life, stuff that we really wouldn't ever fully understand until we get to that point ourselves. I began to feel like what felt like a never-ending quest of seeking the truth to what's beyond this world and looking for answers from God until I got what I was looking for. In reality, it wasn't a choice at this point. It was the direction my mind was going, and I was going along with it for the ride one way or the other. It's not like I could just let it go and move on. I was a reckless alcoholic at that point. I could probably down a half a handle of vodka, if not more, in a day, no problem, just to wash away some of the pain to avoid the reality of my life. I was spiritually progressing every single day, and it began opening a lot of new gateways and answers, both good and bad realities. I knew for certain of God's existence through personal experience, as well as the devil's existence, and the struggle between good and evil, and the seriousness of it all, which ultimately boils down to the fight over each and every one of our souls for eternity. Shortly after these disasters, I was fortunate enough to get awfully close with a previous friend of mine, Kelly. I knew her since we were kids, and we used to go to church together. We both started to really hang out a little after all this went down. She became my girlfriend and she was there for me while I really didn't have anyone else that could hold my heart through this. Not the way I needed, at least. It was like we were both magnetically drawn to each other the first time I saw her at my friend's funeral, almost as if God was pushing us towards each other. Everything was just amazing at the beginning. Though she had many of her own issues going on as well, it didn't seem to matter to me. We were both each other's rock. Nothing could get between us, and I loved her so much. My heart felt something again, and it was warm when I was with her, and I felt like I could maybe survive this and have a chance at a happy life again. I helped her, and she helped me. After about 5 to 6 months of being together, she started really worrying me at this point of our relationship. The last 2 years of her life were pretty hellish as well. She would cut herself and attempted suicide a few times and went into the hospital for treatments several times those years before I was with her. She started bringing up these things with me, how she was starting to get extremely depressed again, feeling suicidal, and really wanted to cut herself. I was very emotionally and physically connected to her, and I wanted to help her more than anything in the world. The love I felt for her, I knew I needed her to be okay and happy, even if it would be difficult. The word difficult doesn't even come to close to describing how hard it really became. I prayed for answers. I asked God for help. We do anything to help this girl that I love. Talking with her and telling her I knew she could get through this and these suicidal feelings would pass and trying to lift her spirits through words, it just did not seem to work. I took another approach. Well, basically, I turned out that the devil and his horde of demons were on this girl hardcore. That might sound a little crazy, but hear me out. I knew this because, quite frankly, she played around with tarot cards before and did other things with that kind of black magic that, in my opinion, you just shouldn't mess with. At one point, when we were away on vacation together down the shore, she took out some tarot cards and played around with them with me. I did not really think much of it until late that night, and she was fast asleep. Watching TV because I was not tired yet. In just an instant, I felt the room close in tight. Almost like I was caged in with something I knew I did not want to be there with. It was an intensity so scary. A demonic energy and presence as if the devil himself was in the room with me, digging into my soul. I was never so scared or freaked out in my life. I couldn't move but be still and pray. I opened my Bible and read it until it went away. I kind of freaked the next morning and told her what happened and how I wanted to totally change my lifestyle and become clean. No more smoking of any kind, pills, drugs, alcohol, etc., and no more sex until we got married. It was intense for both of us. I was noticing a lot of strong energies even before she pulled out those tarot cards, so you can see how this would just open the spiritual gateways even more so, and not in a good way at this point either. It was clear I had a lot more to deal with ahead. Nonetheless, time moved on and I didn't have another encounter like this until a few weeks. Things seemed to be okay. I actually felt at peace, as if I was being protected, and ended up cheating and having sex with her again. And damn, did it feel good and right. Things actually looked like they could be okay. Either way, I knew she was still struggling, and given the opportunity to help her in any way, I would have hands down. And the opportunity did come. It was one night she stayed over at my place. During this time, I was becoming more of an insomniac every day. The days and nights just blended at this point. I was barely getting any sleep because of the intense energies that I was feeling that just kept getting stronger, like I was being led to some sort of climax. This night, I was up particularly late, later than normal, 6 a.m. or so at this point, reading my Bible next to her while she slept. After reading for a short while, the words literally started popping out of the book and jumping around the pages. The energies were so strong that they began expanding around me, and I felt the pressure of the energy around me so incredibly strong that it was a feeling so powerful, as if the presence of God himself was in the room. If I can explain part of what it was like, it would be like your brain is on fire, buzzing strong with energy, blasting inward and outward. Everything just seemed to make sense and we're connected. Words cannot even describe the feelings that were going on inside me. Well, it was not too long after that that I also felt an extremely strong and powerful negative force of energy coming from around my girlfriend while she slept. She made some groans and demonic-like noises when this was happening. I knew for certain at this point that it was the devil or an extremely strong demon that was there, hurting her so badly, and I knew at this point with 100% certainty that this was the reason for her pain and a constant battle with suicidal thoughts and feelings. The straight-up evil presence knew I felt its presence and knew that the power of Christ was with me. I felt much stronger and more confident than the last time I felt this horrible presence and was too scared to even move. This time I was prepped up. Not only did I have God's armor on, but he was with me. I was not afraid of anything, not even the devil. It felt like only moments, almost in an orchestrated and trance-like state I was in, kind of like I was watching myself from a third-person perspective. I basically put my hand on my girlfriend's shoulder as this was happening and demanded this demon leave her alone. Basically, an exorcism on her in the fullest way possible. What happened after this point is the scariest stuff that I've ever experienced in my life. At this very instant, I touched her. There was a surge of a pissed off, extremely angry, and strong force of negative energy that straight up attacked me, ripping right into my soul and spirit, tearing it right out of my body and taking it on a joyride to hell, or so it felt. I was dead inside. I never felt so empty and horrible. Not even the worst depression or worst anxiety I ever felt could compare with what I was feeling. All I could say is if I were given a taste of what hell would be like, this is probably the devil's platinum tour package first class. I was scared out of my mind and thought I was completely screwed and that I really messed up here. I was pacing around the room for 10 to 15 minutes before leaving my apartment, unexplained to my girl, while she just slept to go home and address some of this stuff with my family. I was completely out of the world. Physically, I was there, but my mind was going a million miles a second. And I was shaken to my core, and God only knows there where my soul and spirit went. My family was freaked out, obviously. That night, I thought I was going to die for sure. I laid in bed and just waited to die and pray to God to rid me of this horribleness and forgive me and save me if it was my time to go. Well, I did not die. I just became a complete insomniac that didn't sleep, eat, all the bad habits, including drinking, smoking, taking my K-pans for anxiety I stopped using for over a week. The most intensive part of my journey was happening. Yeah, I was attacked by every possible imaginable demon on the planet along with the devil and freaked out more than words or anything I can describe from here. It took its toll on me. I was never so scared in my life. The following weeks or months were brutal. After beginning to slowly get out of the spiritual realm I was in, the attack started to cool down a lot after praying and the fights with these demons. I guess it was like a truce period, or so I thought. Mind you, I went in and out of the hospital 2 times because my parents were freaked out by my actions and called the police on me because I said things like I was going to kill the devil and God, etc. After many months, 3 to 4 months after this happened, the depression kicked in hard. I felt so worn out. My body and mind were so weak and beat up. I couldn't live like this anymore. The antidepressants and other antipsychotic drugs were so-called docs tried to give me did absolutely nothing to help me. It made it worse, if anything, so obviously I stopped taking those. This was a different situation that neither the hospital nor the doctors had any clue what to do about. I had many experiences with demons at this point. And I had a dream right after the main exorcism happened where Christ himself came to me in a dream. I remember it vividly. It was so intense, to say the least. He wasn't skinny or weak like he may have been when he was on the cross after being there for so long, getting torn apart or what so many pictures of him show these days. He looked just like a normal human. Not incredibly strong or ripped, not like a steroid popping fiend, but just a normal, strong, powerful presence, both looks and feeling. I knew he came to help me, but it was a dream I still do not understand exactly. Even with this help, it was still beyond hard. Nonetheless, with my life being like this, mind you, my girl stuck with me through this. Now we're no longer together. Our love and relationship was eventually torn apart because she's now afraid of me. Well, that's about it. It breaks my heart every day having lost her. I miss her to death. I sacrificed what I had with her to help her. Just so you guys know, she was on some serious antidepressant and other meds. I always told her she would eventually be able to get off this stuff, which she didn't think would be so. After a few months from when I did what I did with her, she was off all her meds. She kind of became a bit of a different person. I was happy for her. She was a different person in all areas of her life, but hell, I was struggling. Anyways, to make an even longer story a bit shorter, after 4 to 5 months after all this happened, I was so down and depressed and feeling like hell and hurting, I turned to Oxy and pain pills to numb the pain. It helped for a while and eventually did more harm than good. Those suicidal feelings she had, well, guess what? Now they're on me. And I've had many encounters of serious suicidal feelings, like the devil trying to get me to off myself. The pills did get me to stop drinking, but I blew through tons of cash and lost sense of myself. Drugs are another bad gateway to bad energies if you abuse them as I did. After a year of that, I finally quit after many failed attempts and am now clean, but going stronger than usual. The last encounter I had with a demon was this past week. I was asleep, had an interesting dream that had me smiling and feeling good in it, but once I woke up, I did not realize where I was. And I realized it was back to reality and the dread of another day. But at that moment, I fought that feeling hard, like I was not going to just give up to this crap again. And as I did, I felt an incredibly strong, angry presence arise, like I finally found that particular bastard demon that was messing with me. And it fled, because damn, these things don't like it when I get a hold of them like that. I'm searching for answers and a way to make this move away from me. In many senses, I feel as though something moved the negative energy off of my previous girlfriend onto me. And that's where it now resides. Only now I have to figure out how to make it leave my soul.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcast right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or Patreon.com/Real Ghost Stories.